Last off, let us begin. We are still in the introduction. We are in the Art Scroll, page 13, top line.
Thank you,
Rebzev. Page Hay, 5 in the green Feldheim. We are 3 lines from the top. Umi, Sheyizboinin, Bum. And anyone who will process, which we're going to talk about, like we've been speaking about before, Umishi is born in Bum, will recognize, because what we were saying was a person needs a lot of delving into Ian Gadol and thinking about and acquire. I mean, first, just quickly, to recap, let's say Yiras Hashem. What is Yiras Hashem? Then, first, I have to understand what Yiras Hashem is. Then, after I understand what Yiras Hashem is, I then have to figure out how to acquire that Yiras Hashem. For sure, it's going to take time, and you need Ian. You need to develop it. Umisha is bone and bum. Yiras Hashem tell the Bible in the Torah. Sheyachshavu hamischazdim hatipshim. Right, because it's very easy to be foolish. And to say this is what it is to be a shlemus, a yid, very black and white. That's very basic. Ela bedivrei shlemus amiti. If a person really wants shlemus, you have to delve in and go be in. B'chachma raba, humasha Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom alamdenu. Interesting that he's calling chachma raba that which Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. It's chachma raba, which is it needs Ian. The entire Sefer is based on this one pasuk. Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha tu psukim. Hashem Elokecha mimach kim liyiras Hashem Elokecha lalechas b'chol drachav. Number one is Yiras Hashem. So you need to figure out what this Yiras Hashem is. Lalechas b'chol drachav. U'la'ava Yisrael. V'la'ava Yisrael Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. B'chol nafshecha. That's number four. So Yira, lalechas b'chol drachav. La'ava, and to serve Hashem with all your heart and your soul. And number five, Lishmar es mitzvos Hashem v'chukaisav. That's only one of them, Lishmar es mitzvos Hashem v'chukaisav. Kan kolal kol chelki shleimus avodatzos shleimus baruch. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu is kolal all of the chalakim of shleimus avoda, which is wanted by Hashem. V'heim, yira, halicha bedrachav, ava, shleimus alev, Ushmir's kol hamitzvos. And now the Ramchal is going to give us a little bit of a taste of what they all are. And here he goes. Number one, Yira. He says it straight out. Yira is Yiras Raima Musa Yizbarach. Sheyira mofanek moshira mofnei melech gadol v'naira. Now this is one of our problems because we don't have a king. So it's hard for us to imagine what that is to have Yira from the king. And you're embarrassed from the greatness of everything I'm going to do. I'm a little bit like, whoa, in awe, whatever that word even means. When a person davens or a person learns Torah, that there is an awareness. There's an awareness of the king. That's number one. Number two, halicha bedrachav. Right, so to be a shlemus person, it takes a lot of hard work, it takes a lot of chachma, and it takes a lot of ian. Right, you have to fix your midas. Just like Hashem has mercy, so before you step on the bug, do you have mercy on the bug? I'm not saying if a bug's on you're going to bite you, right, but to have a little bit of mercy on to have rachmanus. So klal kol zeh shinagadam kol midazuch ol nepilul api ayush v'amusar. Everything that I do is I'm trying to see where it belongs. Uklal chachmenu zal kol shi teferes leisev teferes lemin adam. Something that is beautiful to the people who are I'm dealing with, and beautiful the way I am living my life. Interesting. He says that it comes from strengthening the Torah. The result is strengthening the Torah and brotherliness, bringing achdus. That's halicha bedrachav. Basically, you are following in Hashem, just like Hashem has so much patience, and Hashem is so loving, and Hashem is so understanding, and Hashem is so everything. So that's Mahu Afata. That's how I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to emulate Hashem. That's number two. Number three, Ahava. She'enikba b'leiva adam ahava loving baruch Hashem tis'oro nafshu la'asis nachas ruch lefanov. I want to be pleasing towards Hashem. K'mo shalibo m'sor la'asis nachas ruch la'avav u'imo. Just like there's a natural desire to please your father and your mother, mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, big No Mic Monday of father-son relationship, very connected to God and how you feel about yourself. Because naturally, right, it's a sad line, but it's a true line. When you criticize your child doesn't stop loving you. He stops loving himself. Why is that so important? Because a child always desires the love of the father, always desires, which we'll talk about tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, always desires the love of a parent. It's a natural thing for a child. Even if a parent is very hurtful for a child, the child always wants the love and the acceptance of his father and his mother. So too with Hashem. I want to please Hashem. Now, obviously, you want it to be in a healthy relationship, but that's not for this year right now. But that's number three. So I love Hashem. I want to give to Hashem. I want to bring him nachas ruach. It's very, very personal. Number four. Sorry. V'yismach v'ikan al zeh. And it bothers me when other people don't do it. V'yismach simcha rabbah sedavar mizeh. I'm very happy when people please God, just like I'm happy when people please my father. I don't like when people push around my father, and I don't like it hurts me. So to Hashem, that it hurts me if someone is not pleasing to my father. Number four, Shlemus Alev is a big one. Shetiavodu l'fanis baruch b'torah kavana. This has nothing to do with other people. Tahinu l'tachlis avodasu b'vad l'oishom p'ni acheres. The only reason I'm doing what I'm doing is between me and God. It's between me and Hashem, not anybody else. I'm very focused. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I'm not on this side or that side. I'm focused. I'm not just doing things by rote that I should do. I'm doing the things that I want to do, and I'm not going back. But this is what he says. Elishia, kol libay nasun lezeh. I'm fully present with my relationship with Hashem. That's number four. Number five is Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs K'mashmo, which is 613 mitzvahs. Kulam b'chol diktuktayim with him. Vinei kol eila klam trichem perish gadol. Oh, well. Do I have permission here? Yeah, let's try. Let's see. Vinei kol, because we can finish the parak. Vinei kol eila klam trichem perish gadol. So basically, he gave us a quick synopsis of all five things. And now he's going to build the entire sefer on those five concepts of the pasuk. Umatzas is doing the mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. Like we said today, that's just an action. All the rest are the other four. He says, I found a more detailed and mesuder, very organized, according to levels, in order to acquire them. One of them is in Avodah Zarah, Zel Shoinim, Yikan Amor, Pinchas Ben Yair, Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zihiras, Zihiras Mevi'a Lidei Zrizus, Zrizus Mevi'a Lidei Nikias, Nikias Mevi'a Lidei Precious, Precious Mevi'a Lidei Tahara. Right, last year we got to Anava, Tahara Mevi'a Lidei Chesidus, Chesidus Mevi'a Lidei Anava, Anava Mevi'a Lidei Yiras Chet, So what the Ramchal did was he took these five things, which are macro. Macro means very macro, very big. And he broke them down micro into, and he found this Mishnah. We're going to go a little bit. Everyone gives permission, a little, maybe one more minute. To teach myself, says the Ramchal. He's not making jokes. Not being cute by saying that. I'm teaching myself ulahaskir lacherim, and he's reminding other people tonight avoda. You see how beautiful that is? He's not saying I'm teaching others and reminding myself. He's teaching myself and reminding others how to get to be a full, complete Jew. I'll try and stay within 10 minutes. Anyone who wants to, anyone who finds nachas, he says, to read it. Otherwise, don't read it. So we learn how to have Yiras Hashem. I have to learn how to have a relationship with Hashem. So I don't, God forbid, forget what I owe and what I'm obligated to God. And the physical world, of course, wants me to forget about all of this and wants me to just take this out of my heart. If I read it and I think about it, Yalal Zichroneinu, it will bring to my consciousness, V'yeirenu, it'll wake us up, Alamatzuva Aleinu, how appropriate that we're doing this now, V'Hashem Yeh Pekisleinu, Hashem will be in our foolishness, V'yishmar Raglenu Milaked, and it'll help us not stumble, our feet not to stumble, V'tiskayim Banu Ba'akashas Amshara V'lelkov, Hayreni Hashem Tarkecha, Hashem, teach me your ways, Ahalech Ba'amitecha, I want to go in the truth, Yachid Levavi Lira Shmecha Amen Kain Yiratzon. We just finished the Hagdama. Sorry for the 1 minute and 26 seconds more. But you know what you get for 11 minutes and 32 seconds? You get not just Olam Haba, you also get Olam Hazeh. Thank you.